The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning. I've got Travis Thompson from Climatech Pro Air in the studio. ClimatechProAir.com. Give him a call. As the jingle says, heating and cooling is what they know. Call 857-4700. Climatech of Professional Air, Travis Thompson. Thank you so much for being here this morning. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. As long as you never catch me mid-stride on singing that song on the intro, we're good.
I leave that mic muted until the very last second. Yes, so don't worry about that. But yeah. That's one of those, you just can't not sing that song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of his songs, Free Falling, all those. It's like, once you get to that chorus, you're singing, buddy. we're singing the praises of the Climatech Comfort System, right?
Yep.
Let's get right into that. This is something that is unique to you guys, and it comes with a warranty period that I just think is second to none. So let's talk about the Climatech Comfort System real quick.
Yeah, it's basically just a package we put together that we said, you know, what would you do if you just wanted to do everything above and beyond to the very best of our ability to install an HVAC system? So from your ductwork, the way it's installed, being a metal duct system, having it sealed properly from stem to stern, everything tight, having a air purification at both ends, keeping anything out of the system, killing anything that comes through the system. So we're addressing indoor air quality there. The metal duct system is also part of the indoor air quality, going to stay much cleaner than your fiberglass duct.
Right.
Also efficiency. So the system we would install that with would be our high efficiency variable speed system. Having a properly sized duct system, which we typically find most of them are not, is incredibly huge on the factor of the efficiency. So having that duct system run efficiently, and then using the variable speed product where we can completely control the energy and the humidity in the house, all just kind of bundles together. And then we put the warranty with it as well to cover everything stem to stern for 10 years. So all of it's covered. And you can do that. You can finance the system. Everything's taken care of. And in a lot of cases, we see the system price, the monthly price of that system is not as much as the savings they get on their energy bill.
Right.
Just some small ones we just spoke about before we started. Mm-hmm. One gentleman had a very small house here in Pensacola that had electric heat strips in it and had no idea how much he had been spending. His utility cost in the cold part of winter was running up right around $600 a month.
Ooh.
We changed that, and with the cold weather he had $150 was the highest bill he got. So, that's an amazing example, but it is hundreds of dollars in a lot of cases. It's not just a $20, $30 difference.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize how much energy your HVAC system actually uses in your home. Mm. So bundling all this together, just kind of giving it the dream system, and we just threw the name Climatech Comfort System on there. And that would be that package that kind of takes care of everything stem to stern.
Mm. Let's talk about humidity really quick, because indoor air quality is big with you, and humidity is just, it's the area where we live. We're going to have to deal with that.
That's
so what
correct.
Can we do about that?
Well, our favorite method of dealing with it is the variable speed product, because it's a one system fix. Dehumidifiers can be added, and we do that. If somebody has a system that's, say, not very old, not time to change it, that's fine. We can add inline dehumidification. But with the variable speed product, we're able to do both. So if we have days like we're having now, we're in the low 80s. We have cool evenings, and the humidity's starting to creep up, especially at night. Wake up a lot of mornings, it's foggy. Fog is humidity, so we've got a lot of humidity. Those systems can run a very, very low speed, use very little energy, and take out humidity in the house. So we don't have to run a compressor for the air conditioner and a compressor for the dehumidifier, a fan for each one. Instead of increasing our utility cost, if we do it with that variable speed product, we reduce our energy cost and maintain the humidity that we lack in the home, which again is not only a much more comfortable thing, but it's an indoor air quality as well. You know, sleeping is one thing where humidity really drives people crazy, and I don't think people even realize that's what it is. But, you know, people that sleep and they say they're hot when they sleep, it's typically not the heat, it's the moisture. It's that sticky, start to get a little sweaty when you get under sheets or whatever, and the humidity in the house can be a huge difference maker there. With the same temperature in the house, if you lower the humidity 10%, you can see drastic differences in the way people sleep at a much higher temperature, but they're still just as comfortable. And then sometimes their partner, who's freezing to death, doesn't have to freeze to death anymore. So right. It yes. can be a good thing for both.
One thing that I have an ongoing issue in my apartment with is the hot and cold room situation, where I have one room that stays cold all the time, and then the other side of the apartment, I've got a bedroom that just stays really, really hot and uncomfortable all the time.
Yep.
So what can we do about hot and cold rooms?
Those, most of the time, are duct design issues in most cases. So if the room that's staying hot doesn't get enough airflow, that's why it's hot. Now, there can be other factors. You know, we've had people where maybe they've got a teenager that has a little mini fridge in their room and they run a computer a lot, so it's got a different heat load than the rest of the house. Again, the only way to make that comfortable is put more air in there to counteract that. But usually it's duct design. A lot of times you'll find that with vaulted ceilings. If you've got vaulted ceilings in a house, you may find that on one side of the vaulted ceilings you have a much more comfortable space than the other side. And what we typically find is shortcuts in the duct system were done. Instead of ducting actual hard ductwork up and over that vaulted ceiling, they'll just run a big run of flex over there. And if you get up in your attic and see a bunch of flex, that's a concern, because it's funny enough, we just did this week. A company had come in and installed a brand new system for a lady and gentleman here in town and sold them a new duct system. Well, they didn't really have a problem with their duct system before that they knew of, but they showed them a little bit of dirt and mold in the duct system, convinced them they had to have a new one. So they bought a new duct system. They put an entirely flex duct system in the house. It was so bad they couldn't live with it anymore, and they paid us to come in and put in the right duct system again to fix it. One of our install trailers, when we took the flex out of the house, the flex filled a trailer completely full with flex, and that's why it wouldn't work. So we see this a lot. And so the problem you're talking about is probably a duct design, and we could do an entire segment on duct design. I could go on for days about that, but
we talk about metal duct work as opposed to the normal
metal
flex.
is definitely better, but even fiberglass duct board, if done properly, fiberglass duct board can flow air great, but you do have to design it properly and for the right size equipment that you have. It's definitely not a one size fits all.
Right.
You know, you want to maintain a static pressure through that duct system, meaning that the air coming out near your air handler has the same amount of pressure as the air coming out on the end, so that the air comes out evenly. And if it's not sized properly, it won't do that. You'll have all the air in the world coming out right around the unit, and then your far runs of duct have just a trickle of air. That's where you get to a lot of these, well, I got this end of the house is hot, this is not kind of thing.
Yeah. And I'm realizing now that the room that stays cold most of the time is the one closest to the HVAC unit.
That's
so,
pretty typical.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. If you have questions or comments for Travis Thompson today, let us know. 437-1620. You can call or text the show. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. ClimatechProAir.com. And they're also on Facebook. Go check them out. Speaking of promotions and Facebook and social media and whatnot, you filmed a commercial recently, right?
We did.
Yeah, moving on up in the media world. That's cool.
It's first time, so we'll see.
Yeah. So, you know, you might be watching TV or you might be online. You might see an ad for Climatech Pro Air coming on. That'd be cool.
Very soon.
So you had like the real deal cameras and lights and all the whole deal.
And they had like drones and cameras.
Drones.
And
it
was cool. It was fun to watch. As long as I stayed behind the camera, it was great.
Yeah.
The other side of behind the camera.
Right.
Back.
The director and the producer chairs are usually the most comfortable. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, lots of rebates you're offering right now, right?
We have a rebate on every American Standard product that we sell right now, and that's the first time we've ever done this. So we actually, everything from the 14.2 all the way up to the 20, with the 20 maxing out at a, actually it's, it equals out to a $6,000 credit, because you've got rebates available from us, rebates available from American Standard, and then you've also got your tax credits available. So when you combine all that together, you can look at a $6,000 savings on the most efficient system that we sell.
Wow. You talk about American Standard a lot. I know that's who you go to for your equipment. What's special about American Standard? Why do you stand by them?
I just love the way they're built, and I have for a long time. They've been built the same for quite a while, actually. The coils on the outside of their units have been all aluminum forever, and the all aluminum coils in our environment, we've got a lot of salt air, we've got a lot of moisture, we have a lot of electrolysis. So these things all don't affect the all aluminum coils like they do the bimetal coils, where you've got steel, copper, and aluminum all mixed together. Electrolysis starts to eat at those coils and causes them to rot, causes them to deteriorate. So the efficiency drops off relatively quick. The American Standard does not. It maintains its efficiency much longer. There's plenty of third-party testing on that. That's not me out there trying to say something to sell something.
Right.
The cabinets on the American Standard product are powder-coated paint, and as opposed to just a spray paint. And I don't know if people know what that is, but it's basically baked on paint,
right,
so that the paint doesn't come off and rust the equipment.
That's big in this area.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your bottom base pan that touches the ground is actually a composite material, so we don't have steel contacting the ground, so it doesn't rot and rust. The support is another thing that I think gets skipped over a lot. A lot of manufacturers now, most all of them that I'm aware of, have gone to an online warranty claim. So if you have a warranty part, you have to go online and basically ask for this warranty part and wait for them to mail it to you. I can run down and pick it up and come back to your house.
So right.
As long as it's available, and it usually is. So they're a very good support team here. They've just been a very good company to work with. We've worked with them for many years. And then again, I could go on and on about how their products build. It gets kind of nerdy, but even their screws that hold their cabinets together have like a ceramic dipping on them to keep them from rusting. I mean, they really just go above and beyond.
Wow.
And that's why I'm a fan.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a rusted out, noisy unit outside of a home that's just making noise because it's just rusted out. It's just done. Those little things, man, it's really worth checking out American Standard. So, thank you for that. We do have a caller on the line with a question. I think we have George from Pensacola. George, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is not exactly an air conditioning question, but it's certainly related to it. I'm told that you can get free hot water by using a heat exchanger that can tie into the air conditioning refrigerant lines. Do those things really work? Are they efficient? Do they pay for themselves? Can you talk a little bit about the heat exchanger, hot water device that can tie into an air conditioner?
Yes, sir. They refer to that as hot water recovery. So what they do there is when a compressor is running, it creates hot gas, and we have to get rid of that heat. That's what your unit outside does in the air conditioning mode, is getting rid of the heat in that refrigerant to bring it inside and do what we do to cool the house. So what they're doing is, before they run it through the condenser, they're running it through a little heat exchanger to get you hot water. Now, those were very popular years ago when we had a lot of just AC and electric heat. The problem with that unit is, when you run it in a heat pump mode, you don't want to get rid of that heat. You want to put it in your house first. So manufacturers have gotten away from that due to that, and they can't really control how much heat they're getting rid of through that heat exchanger. They don't like it on their equipment. So manufacturers have kind of gotten away from that. We don't see them much anymore. Now, you can still do it with geothermal. If you're looking at geothermal heating and cooling, we can do it that way. But in a standard heat pump application, we typically disconnect those and don't want to use them. But what I will tell you, I did at my own home, I actually installed a heat pump hot water heater that drastically reduced my energy costs. So it basically is a water heater that has its own little heat pump sitting on top of it. It'll provide cool air to the space that it's sitting in, and it produces hot water much cheaper. So that may be another option as opposed to that.
All right. Thank you, George, for your question this morning. If you have comments or questions, let us know. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Travis Thompson in the studio. You can give Climatech of Professional Air a call today, 857-4700. They've got rebates going on right now. You can save lots of money on an American Standard system. And ask them about the Climatech Comfort System. This whole package they put together is just really quite remarkable. And coming soon to a TV or a social media outlet near you, you'll see a commercial they just filmed. I'm excited about this. I love drone technology, man. It seems like every commercial now, you've got some kind of drone footage on there. I love that stuff, man.
It is wild.
I haven't bought one yet, though. I know a lot of people went out and just bought those drones immediately. I'm afraid I'm going to get it up in the air and something's going to happen. I'm going to crash that sucker, and I'll just be out hundreds of dollars. So I need to go to some kind of flight simulation school or something before I fly the drones. I'm sure there's one here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So 437-1620, let us know what you're thinking about today. Spring is here. It's starting to get warm, but then it'll kind of get cold.
Yeah, we're feeling it.
And then
it'll
get warm. So we're in that weird time. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of humidity and a lot of buildup on the windows.
Yep.
In some places that I'm going into. So does that automatically cause, does that mean a problem? Is that a red flag when you see that condensation on the inside of a window?
Inside of a window, yes. Mm. That's something you want to watch out for. Now, a lot of people don't realize the outside of the window is fine. If obviously, there's nothing we can do with the outside moisture. But if you're seeing it on the inside of your windows, that can be a concern. Mm. You know, it indicates where your dew point temperature is in the home. So, you know, if you were to look at a psychrometric chart, it's kind of dumb to look at, but they make a lot of sense. But when you look at them, you're like, what in the world is all that?
Yeah.
But all it's really getting at is the moisture developing on something tells you by dew point where your moisture level is in the house, because that's how you really get dew point. You just want to take the air temperature when it's soaking wet, the air temperature when it's dry, and there's a calculation that gives our percentage. So anytime you've got something sweating on the inside, yes, it's something to be concerned about.
Mm. Yeah, definitely have them check it out. Call 857-4700 today, and they will come over and take a look at what you got, and they will help you out. All right, so if you have any questions or comments, we only have a few moments left, 437-1620. So coming up, what do you have planned? Because I think the last time we talked, you had like a little get together. I mean, are you doing any like an open house at the shop? Like, can we come by and hang out with you? What's going on?
You don't want to hang out with me. I'm boring. I'm boring. Trust me.
Yeah.
No, we really don't have our facility. We do everything we do out at the customer's place. Mm-hmm. Really. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to see everything to really know what's going on. And I know that gets repetitive every time we talk on this show. I would love to be able to give generic answers to things, but there's no generic house. Every house is different. Mm-hmm. You can even take the exact same house, turn it 90 degrees, and everything changes on it as far as the HVAC goes. So it is different. Bringing that up, you know, it's a very common thing to hear people talk about square footage equals how many tons to a house. And that's a myth. That's not true. Mm. So if you ever hear anybody talking that way, you know, you can get a general idea, but it is definitely not a end-all be-all when it comes to what size unit you need in your house. Mm-hmm. All that is determined by your windows, the way they face, your roof color, the insulation in your roof, the insulation in your walls, your exterior walls, brick, non-brick, all this stuff, slab, not slab, all that changes a house calculation. So you know, you really want to get it right, especially if you're doing a new house. And if you're replacing the system, don't just throw what was in there back, because we see many times things need to be changed. We've kind of ran across a rash of them here lately with duct systems we've been replacing that were drastically undersized. You know, so we go in and once we do the calculation, we find out we actually have to add grills to the house because we don't have enough grills in the house to get rid of the air that's there. Mm. So things like that. And that's stuff that I love doing those jobs, because those are the jobs you hear back from the customers that say, wow, it's difference. Never been this way. This is incredible. And that makes you feel really good about what you do.
And bigger is not always better, right?
No.
When it comes to the size of the unit.
Absolutely not. That's a great thing to bring up, because a lot of people just want a larger unit because we want it cooler. Well, a lot of times that problem we talked about earlier, moisture is what they've actually been unhappy with, not the temperature. You know, they get it down to 70, but they're still uncomfortable. Well, you're uncomfortable because of the moisture. 70 at a low humidity is cold. It's cool. So a lot of times that's a problem. And if you've got a unit that's too large already, and that's why you've got a moisture problem, and now you go up bigger, not only did you make the problem worse, but now your duct system's an even bigger problem, and you paid more to have it installed because bigger units are more money. So don't do that.
Right. Don't definitely. Do it. ClimatechProAir.com. Give them a call, 857-4700. Lots of rebates going on right now. You mentioned brick earlier, and like if you just turn the home a little bit, it will totally change the dynamic of how you heat and cool it. Mm-hmm. Do bricks retain, especially in the really hot parts of the summer, do bricks retain heat at night?
They do some, yes. And again, that's there's that generic answer I can't give, because honestly, even the color of the brick can make a big difference.
Wow.
Where if you go feel a light-colored brick, it'll never really feel warm. But you get a dark red brick that's hitting the sun for a while, you can stand next to it, not even touch it,
right,
and feel the heat radiating off of it. So absolutely it does. And our houses follow a swing. You know, that when it's 90 outside, your house inside doesn't see that yet. It's several hours before the heat of the brick, the heat of the insulation actually gets warm. All that stuff kind of lags behind. So what it also lags behind is cooling off. So a lot of times we'll get the complaint when it gets really hot outside, we'll have a customer call and, you know, it takes my unit, you know, till 9 o'clock to catch up at night. It will, because it's still battling the heat from the day they got trapped in the attic and trapped in the bricks and all this stuff. So there's a lag to all that. And that's something, you know, a lot of people don't really realize how much of a lag it is, but it's hours, not minutes. Mm.
And let's talk about the mini split system real quick, because that's pretty popular, right?
Yeah. And we were just discussing, you had said, you know, sleep, how important that was before the show started, and all the studies that have been done on sleep and cooler, you know, as much better sleep and all this other stuff. Yeah. And the bad thing about that is you don't want to cool the whole house down to 68, 70 degrees, whatever you want to sleep. And that's a lot of strain on a unit anyway. Mm-hmm. That's asking too much of it. But mini splits are a great solution for that. So if you've got like a master bedroom and you can just cool the master bedroom, you can make another huge decrease in your energy bills and get it cooler and be more comfortable. So it's kind of a win-win there. We just talked to a gentleman the other day about putting a package together for him. He sells the outside sheds that they build at your house.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put a package together for him where if you want a mini split in it, we throw it in there as he's building it. And then you've got a conditioned shed outside so your tools don't rust and all this other stuff.
Dude,
so
that's awesome.
It's a great solution for those.
You should call that the man cave package.
That's what it'll turn into.
Definitely, yeah. You'll have the Climatech comfort system and then the man cave
package. Hey, it could be a she shed. Yeah. You never know.
It can
either
be.
Either way,
yes. Yeah.
Take your pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can just go ahead and heat and cool that bad boy as they're bringing it in. That's great.
It.
That's great. Well, we're just about out of time. 437-1620. If you've got any last-minute questions, let us know. What are you seeing trend-wise? Like, is it going to get really, really busy? Like, should people, if they have any concerns at all, should they get to you now?
Because it's definitely already picking up.
Yeah.
We are already getting a little bit of a log in our installs. So,
yeah,
if you want to have it looked at now, it's definitely the time. It's getting real close. It could change any day.
Right. Yeah. We're still having these little cold snaps, so people aren't thinking about their AC quite as much, but it is definitely time to check that out right
sure.
now. 857-4700 for Climatech of Professional Air, ClimatechProAir.com. Travis Thompson, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, sir.
Local right talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.